Father in heaven, how thankful we are to have a God like you that inspires us to strive to worship you through scripture, through singing, through playing different instruments, and coming together as a church family. Thank you for providing this kind of support, encouragement that we desperately need in the last days. And now, Lord, in this time in which the sacred word will be opened specifically to hear your voice speak to us, I pray that you will allow me to go in the background so that Jesus can be heard and seen in spite of my faults and shortcomings, that you would use me to be a blessing. So speak to us now, Lord. We're listening. In Jesus' name, amen. It was Easter Sunday in 2013. The southbound side of I-77 near North Carolina-Virginia border was closed for hours following a massive chain of accidents. The police later reported that 17 different collisions involving 95 cars and trucks. The cause of the accident was people driving in a thick fog that descended upon the interstate that Sunday afternoon. A police spokesman said visibility at that time of this accident occurred was down to about 100 feet or less. And as people continued to drive blindly forward, they could not see the danger that was just ahead until it was too late. The Bible reminds us to be on guard for all dangers that in this present as well as in the future, because the way our mind works, we often tend to discount what may happen in the future simply because it hasn't happened yet. And today we'll be looking at a scripture passage in which we are being warned repeatedly by Jesus. So I invite you, if you would, to take your Bibles and turn to Matthew 24. For the series title is called, Who is a Faithful and Wise Priest? And so let's go to Matthew 24 and read this section of Scripture. Children, open your Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, come and see me and I'll give you one. Last Sabbath, I gave 6 Bibles out. Brand new Bibles. Okay, Matthew 24. And here's what it says starting with verse 44. It says, Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his master, when he comes, will find him doing just that. So our goal in this series is to be servants, faithful and wise servants. And so this is part 2 of the series. It's called A Faithful and Wise Servant is Ready for the Thief. So let's continue by looking in Matthew, still 24, but I decided to go to verse 36. And in a moment, we're going to look at this, read this passage, and then we'll look at the context, and then we'll see the warning that God is giving to us. It's so clear. Listen carefully as we read these verses. But of the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so also will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and married and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And then 2 men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. 2 women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. And then Jesus says, Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known the hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man comes in an hour that you do not expect. Well, let's look at the context here so that we understand and really receive the impact of these words that Jesus spoke. The context is found in verse 1 through 4, and I'm sure you're very familiar with this. It says, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to show him the building of the temple. Do you see all these things?" Jesus said. "Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the signs of thy coming, and what will be the end of the age?'" You all know that Matthew 24, Jesus gives us the signs of the second coming. And he goes through and he warns and he informs and he declares and he tells us. But when he gets to the end, he asks that question, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant?" And that concludes this chapter. But before he does, he then graphically, repeatedly warns us of the dangers ahead so that we won't be driving in a fog down the highway, lickety-split, straight for a massive group of cars and trucks crashed together. And so let's take a closer look at Matthew 24, starting with verse 42. So you remember, they were on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple. Can you imagine how beautiful Herod's temple was? By the way, that was Herod's temple, called it that because even the Romans, through Herod, embellished the beautiful temple. It was known throughout the world for its beauty, even though it was nowhere near like Solomon's temple. And he said, "Not one stone will stand on another." And the disciples were like, and so when they got him in a corner, they said, "Hey, tell us about this. When is this going to happen? And what are the signs of your coming? And what is the end of the age? When will it be?" So Jesus sat him down and he began to tell them particularly about the last days. And so notice three verses ahead of who is a faithful and wise servant. Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." Watch. That's an amazing Greek verb word. Watch. It's pronounced gregoruo, and it means keep awake. That is, watch, literally or figuratively. Be vigilant. Be watchful. When Jesus comes to the conclusion of this chapter, this all-important chapter, and by the way, Revelation is built on this chapter, the signs of Jesus coming, what it'll be like in the last days. When he gets towards the conclusion and asks that timely question, "Who is the faithful and wise servant?" He says, "Watch, therefore." Gregoreo. It's a present active imperative second person plural. The amazing thing about Greek verbs is it tells you five things. Present means now, and it actually means continual. The active voice means that the subject does the action, but it's an imperative. Now, what is an imperative? What is an imperative? It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a good idea. It's not something that, it's a command. Jesus, towards the end of the signs of his coming, watch. Watch therefore. Why? Because you don't know what hour your Father is coming. Your Lord is coming. You must watch. Not only that, as we look further at 42, the word know is also in there. That know is I do in the Greek. It's another verb. It means properly to know, be aware, behold, consider. And surprise, it's also a present active imperative, meaning that it's a command that is to be continuous. Not just said one time, told one time. We must, just like accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it needs to be done every single morning. Maybe even every single moment. We have a carnal mind, and Jesus is trying to reach our mind. And so, towards the conclusion, watch therefore is commanded to us, for you do not know the hour of the Lord's coming. And know is another command. We're just supposed to be vigilant, awake, and watchful. And why would he say that? Let's go back to verse 36. We already read it. Because Jesus said, but that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Okay, let's have closing prayer. No. You see, evidently we have hard heads and stiff necks. Because next comes another verse before we get to who is the wise and faithful. And notice what it says. But know this, that if the master of the house had known, there's that word I do again, had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, gregoreo, the imperative, and not allowed his house to be broken in. I thought you would enjoy seeing this, by the way. That word thief in the Greek is kleptais, and we all know the English word kleptomaniac, a thief, someone who steals everything. Now, let me pause just for a moment and ask you a question. What is Jesus referring to here? Steal what from you? Your TV, your stereo, your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, your money. I heard it. Salvation. The thief is coming to steal our salvation. But know this, if the master had stayed vigilant and had known when the thief was coming and kept close watch, he would not lose his salvation. So thank the Lord, he's trying to pound in our head something. How hard is he pounding? Let me show you. Do you remember what we read in Matthew 24:37? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of Son of Man. Well, what happened in the days of Noah? How many years did he preach? 120 years. And how many got on the ark? Eight people. Listen, I don't care, or I do care. If you were like me and went to public school all your life, you had it pounded in your head that the caveman ran around dragging a woman behind, holding a club in his hand and going, ugh. Well, let me tell you something. From the Garden of Eden came brilliant, massive, strong, intelligent people. And by the time the flood came, there must have been a huge population. Jesus is trying to get through to us human beings the seriousness of this situation. Watch ye therefore, I command you. Why? You do not know the hour. And if you knew when the thief was coming to take your salvation, you would have been ready for him. And so Jesus warns us. We can have closing prayer now? Oh, no. We can't. Evidently, we're very stiff-necked and hard-hearted. For next, he says this. Therefore, you also be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Now, wait a minute. Haven't we been just covering over this? Why this great repetition and emphasis? Because God knows human nature. He knows that we'll be asleep. And therefore, you also be ready. And that, believe it or not, that word be means ginomai. And ginomai means a prolonged and middle voice form of a primary verb to cause to be. Therefore, you also be. This is the word used that God created. He caused things to be. And it happens to be a present middle imperative. Now, the middle voice is unusual to the Greek, and it means the action is done by the subject for its own benefit. got that? The command is, for your own benefit, therefore also be ready. Be ready. Folks, that tells me we're not ready. It tells me we're not prone to be ready. It tells me that our nature will struggle with being ready. It also tells me, since we have a great enemy, that he's going to do everything he can to make this world look attractive. And for the cultural ideas and philosophies and teachings to inculcate our Christian minds and twist us away from the Bible. Watch ye therefore, you do not know what hour the Son of Man, the Lord, is coming. And if you knew about the thief and when he was going to be here, you would prepare. Therefore, you also be ready. If we look a little deeper at this 24:44, therefore you also be ready, is the word ready. Hetomos, hetomos, adjusted. Therefore you be adjusted. Therefore, that is, you be ready. Therefore, that means prepared. That's for made ready or in readiness. Look, you don't have to know Greek to be saved. But when you dig a little deeper with all the tools that have been provided by intellectuals for us idiots, we can dig a little deeper and see that there's more here to meet the eye than we thought. God is warning us repeatedly, over and over, because our tendency is to not be ready. Well, let's take a look at a third word in there called expect. Doeo, to think. He is coming at an hour you do not think. He's coming in an hour you do not know. He's coming. Wait a minute, haven't we gone over and over this? And the way it's worded and the Greek words used tell us this is a desperate situation. There must be something very wrong with us. Oh, yes, and that doeo happens to be a present active imperative. In other words, the subject needs to continually keep this command. And then we come to this, which I'm really excited about. Notice as we go back up above it a little bit, didn't he say, then two men will be in the field and one of them will be taken, the other will be left? And didn't he say, then two women will be grinding at the mill and one will be taken and one will be left? And folks, let's get a little theological, if you don't mind. The most prevalent belief in Christianity today is there's a secret rapture, and they use this text to prove the secret rapture. But you look, you now know the exact context, starting with verse 36 all the way down to verse 44, and it's about what? What's the subject of all the verses before this text and all the verses after this text? Be ready. Be ready. So now let's look at these texts that they use to prove a theory that's not in the Bible. Then two men will be in the field and one will be ready, but the other will not be ready. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be ready and the other will not be ready. And I wonder, is God trying to tell us, have you ever stopped to think, are you one of those who aren't ready? And so he asked the question, who is the faithful and wise priest? Let me show you something. In the Bible, in Matthew, it's the first time the word thief is used. So I wonder, really, steal your salvation, is that really accurate? Well, look what Paul wrote. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. By the way, this is another text they use for the rapture, and I'll take care of it by looking at what Peter says next. What did Peter say? But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Now, if that takes place when he comes as a thief in the night, then it could not be implying that Jesus secretly raptures the believers off the earth and then deals with the riffraff that's left. Why? Because Peter makes it plain that when he comes as a thief in the night to steal away your salvation, the heavens will pass away. The second coming of Jesus Christ. And the thief comes to steal your salvation so that we won't be ready. And then Revelation, and listen to this, Revelation, the context, is the seven last plagues. The seven last plagues occur after probation closes and everybody's made a decision. Then the plagues are poured out. And towards the end, in the sixth plague, Jesus says, and by the way, this is Jesus speaking. Go ahead, open your Bible. Take a look at Revelation 16. You'll see it's in red. And if it isn't, bring it here. I'll color it. Behold, Jesus said, I am coming as a what? A thief. Blessed is he that watches. There's Gregoretto again. An imperative, an order, a command, and keeps his garments. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Not secretly, but I'm coming when you don't know, and you must get ready in advance. And so, who is the faithful and wise servant? The one who is ready for the thief, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the thief can't touch you. Wow. During the Revolutionary War, a loyalist spy for the British appeared at the headquarters of the Hessian commander, Colonel Johann Rall. He was a German missionary with his German soldiers fighting for the British army. And this loyalist spy had an urgent message. And he came to headquarters and said, I must immediately see the colonel. Because George Washington and his Continental Army has secretly, during the night, crossed the Delaware River, and they are advancing on Trenton, right there where the Hessians were encamped. The spy was denied an audience with the commander, and instead he wrote a message on a piece of paper. George Washington and his army crossed. They'll be here any minute. A porter took the note to the Hessian colonel. But because Rawls was involved in a poker game, he stuffed the note in his pocket. Sometime later, when the guards at the Hessian camp began firing their muskets in a futile attempt of stopping Washington's army, Rawls was still playing cards, completely unready. And without much organization, because he wasn't at the helm, the Hessian army was captured. And not only that, the battle occurred on the day after Christmas 1776, giving the colonists a gift, their first major victory of the American Revolutionary War. Be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man will come in an hour in which we don't know. Oh, Father, we want to be that faithful and wise servant that when you come, we'll find ready. And Lord, I'm convinced that it won't be easy to be ready. Yes, it will be work. Yes, there will be blood, sweat, and tears. But the benefits, Father, are out of this world. Please wake us up. Remind us how Jesus went through this battle. After starving 40 days, Satan said, make these stones into bread. Prove you're the Son of God. And he clung to you even in his starvation. Help us, Lord, not to be so wimpy. And this includes me. So we won't let you down. And when the thief comes, we'll be ready for it, Lord. May decisions be made right now in this congregation, before anybody leaves here, that we would seek the power of the Holy Spirit to be faithful and wise, because the Spirit will bring both to us, for none of us have it without the Spirit. Please wake us up and prepare us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I invite you to stand with me, if you would, and we're going to sing our closing hymn, which is We Know Not the Hour, hymn number 604.
to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries have been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.